Hey, it's Matt McClure of Active Wealth Management and host of Take Pride in Retirement. Are you worried about outliving your retirement savings? Nationwide's Peak 10 fixed indexed annuity is designed to help you feel secure and confident. With Nationwide Peak 10, you'll receive protection for your principal, keeping it safe from market downturns, growth opportunities tied to market indexes but not invested directly in the market, guaranteed lifetime income, and protection for your loved ones with spousal income options and a death benefit. Call me now, 855-246-9211, or go to TakePrideInRetirement.com to connect with me and learn how Peak 10 can help you retire with confidence. That's TakePrideInRetirement.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Active Wealth Management.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. I'm Matt McClure, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, and your confidant. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me. Really do appreciate it so much every time we get together. If you are just joining for the very first time, or if you haven't paid attention in class before, I'm a licensed financial advisor and a fiduciary. And I'm here to help the LGBTQ plus community primarily, but you don't have to be LGBTQ plus to get something from this show. Maybe you're just an ally. Maybe you are not just an ally. Maybe you are an ally, I should say. Maybe you are, just someone who is curious about finances, regardless of your situation. I am here to help you, no matter who you are, take control of your financial future. The thing that I always think about is just sort of the overwhelming nature of retirement planning. It can feel that way a lot of the time, but really and truly, the truth of the matter is you don't have to figure it out alone. And on this show, I'll break it down step by step so that you can retire with confidence and security and also with pride. And I thank you so much for taking the time. As I said, check us out online, takeprideinretirement.com. That's the website. That's takeprideinretirement.com. You can also give me a call if you would like to do that. The phone number to do just that is 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211. Once again, is that number. And if you want to get a free consultation, I'll talk more about that as we go through the show today. Speaking of the show today, I got a lot of great stuff coming up here. Going to be talking about planning for healthcare and aging and building strong support systems beyond traditional family ties. It's for the LGBTQ plus community, especially. It's not the mom and the dad and the 2.5 kids, the dog and the cat and the white picket fence. That's not what life is by and large. And so I'm going to, cover what is life for, us, and no matter what life is for you in your individual situation, there is a plan that will work for you, and it really has to be customized. There's no one size fits all about it, right? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about aging. We'll talk about healthcare, chosen family, all of that. We'll also talk about some smart strategies for LGBTQ plus retirement success. A lot of great little tips in there and tidbits also. And then 5 reasons that retirement planning is so important for LGBTQ plus individuals. So as I said, a lot to get to here on the show. First, though, let's get some inspiration for these conversations we're going to have amongst ourselves. We'll do that with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this time around, the quote comes from Martina Navratilova, tennis champion and activist, who said this: "Retirement is about realizing a dream. And for me, that means financial independence so I can do what I love without worrying about money." Wow. Martina Navratilova, just like, you know, dropping some truth bombs on us today. And you know, she's not really quoted all that often in financial circles, but she's spoken often about things like independence and planning for the future, the importance of financial stability for LGBTQ plus folks like her later on in life. And so that's so important, right? To have that stability. And so many people, I feel like, especially in the LGBTQ plus community, think that they can't achieve it, or believe that it's out of reach, or think that, you know, it is something that is too difficult to tackle. And so, you know, a lot of the time, yeah, it could be too difficult to tackle on your own. Sure. But you don't have to go it alone, right? As I said at the beginning of the show, this is, you know, a show for you, no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, how much money you have, any of the things. This is a show for you, and I am here for you to tackle your individual situation as well. That's why I offer the free consultations and all of that. And when I say free, I mean absolutely free, free of any cost, free of any obligation to continue on with more. You know, we'll get a lot of great information to you about your situation, financially speaking, and then you can do what you will with that info, right? So that's great. And I love that quote from Martina Navratilova. I just think it's great. You know, do what you love without worrying about money. So important to be able to do that in your retirement years. Well, we're going to talk about, to start off here, something, you know, sort of related to that, because it's about being able to do what you want because you have a support system around you to allow you to do what you want as well. And you've got the financial support that you have laid the groundwork for, that you have planned in a smart way for, all of those things as well. And it's really planning for healthcare and aging, and building support systems that go beyond those traditional family ties, like I was talking about a minute ago. And having that strong, reliable support network is just as crucial as financial planning in retirement, I believe. And, you know, a lot of LGBTQ plus retirees may not have those traditional family ties to lean on. So there's chosen family that you can rely on. That's a solution, right? Intentional communities, another potential solution for you. And, you know, I know that I have my family, my blood family, my blood relations, and I have my chosen family in life as well. And thank God for them both. I know that a lot of LGBTQ plus folks can't say that they still have their blood relations, their family in their lives. And I am so grateful that mine are. I realize and recognize how blessed I am in that way. And if you have a different family dynamic, if you have, you know, that situation where maybe your, you know, the older generations just didn't, you know, get you or understand you, where you're coming from. If you, you know, grew up in a family where it was just the worst thing in the world to be LGBTQ plus, then you are not alone in that. And I know so many people who are part of the community who have been there and had to struggle with that and have had to rely on chosen family as their, you know, real family in life, the people who actually act like family, behave like family. And, you know, those are the people that you can then go through retirement relying on as well. And it's a comfort to have that because, you know, I mean, loneliness in retirement is a factor for everybody, but I feel like it's amplified for LGBTQ plus people. And so one way to combat that is by having that chosen family, that support system around you. So, you know, families of choice is another way to say that, really, those trusted friends, partners, and allies who become a caregiving circle. You know, I mean, that's the other thing too, that I always bring up, because people will ask me, they're like, why do you do what you do? And I'll say, you know, as part of my answer, you know, my main answer is, of course, that there were no resources out there available for LGBTQ plus individuals planning for retirement, at least not like specifically for LGBTQ plus people, a podcast, a, you know, radio show, anything like that, we could, you know, turn to. And so I said, okay, well, I have the education, the credentials and all of that. Now I'm going to start it. I'm going to fill that void. So that's kind of the main thing. The other part is that, you know, people's lives in the LGBTQ plus community are as varied as the colors of the rainbow, you know, there are, and more, because while, you know, traditional, you know, cisgender straight couples may generally speaking be able to rely on kids to care for them later on in life, LGBTQ plus folks don't necessarily have that. They don't have that form of family who can then take care of them in their old age. And if there is a, you know, a spouse or a partner situation in retirement, and, you know, maybe one is significantly older than the other, something like that, which happens, of course, then maybe that could be a solution to that. But if you're close to the same age, you know, chances are you both might need care around the same time, or, you know, one of you can care for the other, but then what happens when the one is gone? Who's going to care for the other one who's left behind? So all considerations to take into account, you've got to not only plan financially, and I can help you do that as well. You know, things like long-term care insurance, there are, you know, specific plans out there for that, for long-term care, because it's not something that Medicare covers. You know, Medicare covers a lot, but it does not cover long-term care. So if you have to go into a nursing home, if you have to go into that assisted living facility or a memory care facility, something like that, where you have to stay for, you know, months or years, then that's not going to be covered by Medicare. So you have to have a plan for that specifically. You also have to have a plan for your support system around you. And so that caregiving circle of friends and allies, I just feel like that is such a comforting thing to have. Just that the circle of people who you know are going to be there for you, and you're all there for each other in those times. I feel like that's just a fantastic thing to have. You can also join LGBTQ plus friendly retirement communities. There are those out there. And I hope to have someone from one of those particular communities or you know, an organization who refers people to those communities on a future episode, because I think that is, you know, something, of course, right in the wheelhouse for the show, but it's something important to highlight that those do exist. So, you know, those places are ones that foster inclusion and mutual support for people who are members of the community. And, you know, it's not to say that in every situation you are going to encounter bias or prejudice or anything like that. If you were to go into, you know, just your everyday average place, your everyday average long-term care facility, nursing home, whatever, or, you know, retirement community in general, because, you know, the activities sometimes are just very geared toward male-female relationships and that kind of thing. So that's really what I'm getting at there. You know, you're not always going to get that straight up prejudice or, you know, hatred or anything like that thrown your way. But at the same time, it might not be a situation where you fit in with the overall plans of, you know, the activities people who put things together for the community and that kind of stuff. So inclusion, mutual support in these LGBTQ plus friendly retirement communities are so important, right? Also, participate in programs that are out there for LGBTQ plus folks who are getting up in their years, as we all are, and as we all will someday get on up in our years. Where time's not going backwards, it's only going forwards here. But there are programs, you know, I had a couple of weeks ago, Christina DaCosta from SAGE, S-A-G-E, and that is just such a great organization that supports LGBTQ plus individuals and families as they age, advocating for change, in support of LGBTQ plus elders, and also offering support in many different ways, including Sage Sense, which is mainly what I was talking to Christina about a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't checked that out, please do. SageUSA.org, that's SageUSA.org, and then search for Sage Sense, and that's C-E-N-T-S, by the way, like, you know, change in your pocket sense. But it's a money app that's all online, and it will help you, you know, get your financial house in order in kind of basic but fun sort of ways there. And so I think that's a great resource. It's absolutely free. So there's that, but then there are also ways that you can, you know, communicate with others, spend time with others who are in a similar situation to yourself through groups like Sage, through Gen Pride, Rainbow Seniors, different organizations that may be operating not only on a national basis, but also on a local basis to help support you in many different ways. Also, what's important, legal planning. You know, make sure that chosen family members have decision-making authority for your healthcare, finances, and more, if that's what you want to do. Again, there's no one size fits all. Everything is based on you and what you want to do. If you have these trusted people in your life, that chosen family, that caregiving circle we were talking about, make sure that something is done, something is put in writing legally so that those people are in a situation where they can make decisions on your behalf if that need arises at some point. And look, healthcare costs are huge in retirement, especially for LGBTQ plus folks. Listen, healthcare costs are not going down. They're doing the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. And you've got to have a plan for it. Now, having a good healthcare plan, of course, as you age, having a good Medicare plan that meets all of your needs is a wonderful thing. But you also have to have money that you can use to pay those big ticket items that may or may not be fully covered, that may have, you know, coinsurance that is through the roof, that kind of a thing. You just got to have money set aside for that. And of course, there are medications out there that maybe you need that are, maybe there's no generic for, maybe they're newer medications that could be life-changing or life-saving for you. But if there's no generic and it's new, chances are, even with insurance, it's going to be a more astronomical cost, quite frankly. And obviously not universally true, but I've seen it happen many a time. And so you got to have a plan for that as well. Just making sure that you have maybe like a health savings account, something to that effect, where, you know, you can get a tax break with that health savings account. You can also use that money to pay for those health related expenses. And actually, research shows that LGBTQ plus older adults are more likely to face chronic health disparities. And that, you know, makes planning ahead even more vital. When's the best time to plan? It is, well, you know, 20 years ago. It's like, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time now? When's the best time to put a plan in place for your healthcare in retirement? Well, at least as far as the financial side goes, get that plan in place now. It's the best time. There's no time like the present, right? If you feel like you're behind, then get ahead. And I can help you do that. If you go to takeprideinretirement.com, once again, the website, takeprideinretirement.com. You can also give me a call, 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. And, you know, don't wait. I spoke about, you know, being in a situation where somebody has to make decisions on your behalf, et cetera, et cetera. Don't wait until a crisis happens to take action, because you got to plan for a potential crisis ahead of time. Because when the crisis comes, that's the wrong time to start planning. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, well, the weather says there's a hurricane coming, and you know, I'm not going to board up the house. I'm not going to, you know, evacuate. I'm not going to do anything. Then the storm gets here and you're like, wait a minute, maybe I should go and board up the windows, or, you know, try to escape. But there's a shelter in place order that's there now, if you haven't already evacuated. And, your windows have already been blown out. So there's, no use in trying to board them up anymore because the damage has already been done. It's the wrong time to make a plan for a disaster in the middle of the disaster. So you have to plan ahead of time for any kind of disaster. And it's not stuff that we like to talk about as human beings. It's just not. It's not our nature to want to talk about the, you know, doom and gloom kind of thing. We want to think about all the happy stuff, which is great. And I love happy things. I'd love to help you achieve happy things for your retirement. But at the same time, you do have to take into consideration all of the different scenarios that could happen in life. It's just the way life is. So start building a support system now. Start building that financial support for yourself now as well for just a smoother and a stronger retirement. Once again, takeprideinretirement.com is the website. Well, we've got some smart strategies to talk about for LGBTQ plus retirement success here. And the good news is that LGBTQ plus folks are living longer, healthier lives than ever in the United States. That's great. Longevity is awesome. You know, people used to, you know, back in the day, at least in the 30s, when the Social Security system came into existence, you were, you know, supposed to have been dead for a couple of years by the time you started being eligible to claim Social Security. Now, of course, that has changed. People are living well into their 80s, 90s, and even above at higher rates. The statistics show that all over the place. And so, you know, you've got to make a plan for that. You have to be smart about planning for that. And, you know, we talk a lot, we use that word a lot here on the show. And one of my colleagues and mentors in this business has just written a book called The Smart Retirement Plan. And I'm going to have him on to talk about it because he's just, you know, great, especially, you know, when it comes to talking money and being prepared and all of that, and being smart about it, having, you know, proper diversification, having, you know, these different buckets of money that are treated differently from a tax standpoint that you know, you can draw income from and all of that as well. It is just really, really great. So we use the word smart a lot. That's the point when it comes to your retirement plan. But like, what does that mean, right? Is it just, oh, I have to go get a degree in finance? No, that's not what we're meaning. Do you have to be, you know, that's being overly educated as just a layperson, right? That's not necessarily being smart. I'm sure you are smart. However level of education, however high level of education you have, right? But what I mean when I say smart is just making sure that the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, and everything is customized for you in your particular situation, because nobody's situation is just like yours. And as people live longer, that longevity comes with even more challenges that need to be addressed and more things that need to be talked about, discussed, planned for. Will your money last? Will your healthcare needs be covered? Will you have that support system that you need, like we were just talking about? And so there are some smart strategies that I believe every LGBTQ plus retiree needs to know. Number one, prioritize early proactive planning. You got to start building your savings, your investment, your insurance strategies that reflect a potentially longer retirement timeline. And here's the thing. If you feel, as I was saying a minute ago, if you feel like you're behind, then give me a call. Or go to the website, takeprideinretirement.com. The number is 855-246-9211. I would love to help you get caught up and get ahead, because I have this sort of theory, this sort of way of living, I guess, in this career, that it doesn't matter how much money you have. You deserve a retirement you can take pride in, as I say on the show every week. And it doesn't matter your age, your place, your status in life, who you love, how you identify, any of the things that I always say. It doesn't matter any of those things. You do deserve that, a good retirement, a retirement that you can take pride in, that you can do those things, like that quote from Martina Navratilova said, those things that you want to do without having to worry about money. And if you are, you know, sitting here listening to the show and you're in your 50s or, you know, even your 60s, or maybe you're in your 40s, something like this, somewhere in that area, and you're saying, boy, I wish I'd started, you know, planning for my retirement sooner. I feel like I'm so behind. I would love to help you catch up. There are ways that we can do that. There are different things you can take advantage of. There are things that you can put in place now, which would it have been better to, you know, turn, you know, 21 or 22, graduate college, go into the workforce and immediately have a retirement plan in place? Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great if everybody did that. It'd be great if I did that. I don't know anybody who did that. I have had to learn from my own financial mistakes over the years. And I'm finally in a place where I'm starting to feel, more and more prepared myself for my retirement years. So don't think that because I'm some guy talking on the podcast about, you know, retirement planning that I've always been perfect. Lord knows I'm not perfect right now, and I never have been. So there is all of that. But you got to be proactive about planning for your own retirement years. And yes, it would have been great to start at age 21, 22. But even if you didn't, even if you don't have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars saved up, there are ways to make things and maximize the growth and maximize the potential income that you could have in retirement from what you do have. Focus on healthcare security as well. That's number two here. Factor in higher healthcare costs because, as I said, they are not going down. They are only going up. Healthcare costs are. And, you know, for LGBTQ plus folks, you want to seek affirming providers. Also, make sure that you can communicate openly and freely with your healthcare providers. Understand how Medicare and long-term care options work. And again, I say those two things separately, Medicare options and long-term care options, because they're two separate things. Medicare, as I said, does not cover long-term care. You got to have a plan for both. Number three, establish an estate plan that covers your family of choice. You know, a lot of times people will just, you know, maybe write the will or do whatever, make beneficiaries, you know, out of their children or whatever. If you don't have kids, if you, don't have a spouse, if you don't have that immediate family around you, but you have a chosen family, you know, protect the people that you love with those, you know, airtight wills, with things like trusts and directives and all of that. And I can help direct you to an estate planning attorney that I would recommend to you as part of the process when we look at your finances. So I'd absolutely love to do that for you. You can save beyond the traditional family models. What do I mean when I say that? Well, recognize that if you're single or without kids, you need contingency plans for caregiving and health management. I will say it until I'm blue in the face. You've got to plan for things like that, especially if you are single or don't have kids. Keep your documents updated. You know, laws are always changing, especially these days. Laws and policies and all of that will change. And so what you want to do is keep your documents updated, because as those laws evolve, you want to make sure that your legal protections stay current and up to date. All right. And remember, you know, retirement success is not just about having enough money. We often talk about, maximizing your returns and getting a reasonable rate of growth on your investments and all of those things. And we talk a lot about money. It's primarily a money related show, right? But retirement success is not just about that. It's not just about the money side. It's about creating a life that you love with people you trust and having a solid, adaptable plan in place to help you achieve that goal. And if you are ready to live longer and stronger and more confidently in your retirement years, reach out to me, please. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. TakePrideInRetirement.com. You can also give me a call, 855-246-9211. That is the number to call, 855-246-9211. And you'll reach me directly. And if I don't, if I'm not able to answer when you give a ring, just leave a message. I promise, call you back. Just leave a detailed message saying, hey, I'm listening to the podcast. I'm giving you a call because XYZ, right? So do that. I would really appreciate it. And I know that in the end, you would very much likely appreciate it as well, because I have a strong feeling if we were to work together, I can just feel it. If we were to work together, chances are I can help you improve your situation. If I can't, I'll tell you that. And I'll just be like, you're in a great place. You got a great plan. This is great. I'll verify that if I possibly can, if that is the case. And the thing is if I can do better for you, I'm not going to just say, yeah, no, you're fine right now. It could be better, but whatever. No, that's not me. That's not how I operate. I'm going to be honest with you. As a fiduciary, I have to be honest with you and I have to be upfront with you because I have to act in your best interest, not my own. This is so important to me because, you know, LGBTQ plus Americans are projected to represent nearly 7 million adults over age 50 by the time 2030 gets here. And retirement planning is more important than ever for the LGBTQ plus community. More statistics for you before we close out the show here momentarily, because as I teed up before, I've got five reasons that retirement planning is so important for LGBTQ plus folks. I just shared, you know, one particular stat that, you know, the estimates are showing that LGBTQ plus folks are going to represent or estimated to represent about 7 million adults over age 50 by the time 2030 rolls around. Well, here are five more reasons that retirement planning is so important for the community. Number one is that about 27%, so just over a quarter of LGBTQ plus adults over the age of 50 live alone. And you compare that to just 17% of non-LGBTQ plus adults. So there, you know, I said at the beginning of the show that loneliness factor really is a thing, right, among the community. And so it makes personal financial security even more critical for LGBTQ plus individuals. LGBTQ plus seniors, twice as likely to experience poverty in retirement compared to non-LGBTQ plus seniors, according to studies. That's a reason that it's important to come up with a plan that's solid, to work with a financial advisor like myself to get that plan in place. Number three, roughly 34%, so just over a third of LGBTQ plus older adults have faced housing discrimination. And that can complicate things like, you know, downsizing in retirement, which a lot of people often want to do. Not just because, you know, in a lot of families, the kids have moved out and that kind of thing, and you're alone in this big house. But if you've got a multi-story home, you don't want to be climbing up and down the stairs a lot as you age. It doesn't get easier as you get older, right? So there's that to take into consideration. And so it can complicate that housing discrimination factor can complicate the downsizing, the relocation, and that sort of planning for your retirement years. Number four, just 30% of LGBTQ plus workers say they're very confident about having enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Just 30% of LGBTQ plus individuals and those who are in the workforce now say that they're very confident about having enough money to live comfortably in retirement. I want to change that. And I want to change that, you know, one person, one individual, or one couple at a time. And number five, transgender Americans in particular report lower average incomes and face higher healthcare costs. And that further increases the need for early proactive retirement planning. You know, members of the trans community have go through so much on a daily basis and have been through a whole lot here lately with changes in policy and all of that, but are some of the most resilient people on the face of the planet. But, you know, the way I look at it is they shouldn't have to be that resilient because of life circumstances. They, you know, should be just allowed to exist and be themselves openly, live with pride and have the retirement that they have dreamed of and want to achieve as well, and be themselves. I mean, for heaven's sake, this is all about, you know, I talk about this from a financial standpoint a lot. It's just everybody's situation is different. Everybody is an individual, and you deserve, no matter what your situation is, to have that retirement that you can take pride in. I think it's especially true for trans folks because it's so difficult to have lived being yourself, and that is such a struggle because of society and all of the different things and the pressures. But when you see statistics and see reports like this particular report saying that trans Americans report lower average incomes and face higher healthcare costs, that math ain't mathin', you know? It's just not. And you've got to have a plan in place, and you need a professional on your side who is going to work on your behalf and who understands what you are going through, who understands your situation. Even though maybe I haven't been in your shoes exactly, I've worked with people who have been in similar situations. I know people who've been in similar situations and helped them through difficult times. And, you know, I want to be of help, of service. And that's why I would just love it if you would reach out to me. I really, really would. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. TakePrideInRetirement.com. You can also call 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time and just your dedication to the show. I would ask for you to do a couple of things. One is to spread the good word, if you will, about this show and about, like, if you get something from this show, I would love it if you would tell others that, oh, I heard this, you know, really interesting thing, or I got some inspiration for changing my financial situation from this show, or whatever you have gotten from it. Spread the word, send the link around, and do all of those things. Share the podcast, go on the website, takeprideinretirement.com. I'm all over the socials as well, on Facebook, on Instagram, also on Threads. I am on YouTube. The great YouTube channel is expanding a lot here lately. So started posting full episodes and long form interviews and all that. So anything that you might have missed in the past from the show, chances are it's online, either on the YouTube channel or on the website at TakePrideInRetirement.com. But again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And until next time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Could your retirement income plan use a boost? Nationwide's Peak 10 Fixed Index Annuity gives you a 20% immediate bonus added to your income benefit base right from the start when you choose the Lifetime Bonus Income Plus Rider for an additional cost. You'll also receive an 8% guaranteed simple interest roll-up for the first 10 years or until your first withdrawal, whichever comes first. Guaranteed lifetime income and protection for your principal, even during market downturns and periods of volatility. This combination can offer a strong foundation for your financial future. Call us now at 855-246-9211 or go to takeprideinretirement.com to connect with an advisor and learn how Peak 10 can help secure your financial future.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Active Wealth Management. Information provided is not intended as tax or legal advice and should not be relied on as such. You are encouraged to seek tax or legal advice from an independent professional.